We'll begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week beginning Friday, November 10th, 2006, this is the Rain Report. Available for the technologically challenged via the simple voice box system at area code 641-985-5999. That's 641-985-5999. Once simple voice picks up, key in Rain pound. That's 7246 pound. Thanks to Joy Bubbles, that's his full name, WB0RPA, for donating the mailbox to Rain. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN. Do you know someone who teaches amateur radio in the classroom? A room full of instructors gathered together for the teacher's workshop at the 2006 Dayton Hamvention this past May in suburban Dayton, Ohio, to hear talks by folks like Mark Spencer, WA8SME, ARRL's Education and Technology Program Coordinator. Mark did not mince his words as he took off the gloves, challenging all of us to look at ourselves in the ham radio mirror.
When was the last time you were tuning around the band and you heard a youthful voice, and instead of stopping and talking to that kid, you tuned the radio away because you didn't want to be bothered? I know you've done it because I have done it. There are times when I just don't want to talk to a kid on the radio. But that's the problem. I get calls about 10 times a week, very well-meaning hams, who are talking to me about how ham radio is going away and how we need to get youth engaged in ham radio. And if we don't get youth engaged in ham radio, there's not going to be no ham radio. Those individuals are looking for the league. They're looking for you as individual instructors to solve the problem. And the problem comes from the general ham population. They're good at talking the talk, but when it comes time to walk the walk, they don't do it. So every chance I get in an audience like this, I say, hey, if we want youth involved in these programs, you have to do it. I can't do it. I can help with facilitation and resources that are given to me to help you, but you're going to have to walk the walk and talk the talk. The first presentation I thought was incredible, the one-on-oneness. But at the same time, how much time is involved? It's a lot of time to do that, and that's what it takes. If you're not willing to put in that time, then you're part of the problem. Another thought that came to mind when I was listening is your talk about bringing the technology or the ham radio into the classroom. I get those calls a lot too. And here's some advice I have for people who want to approach the school. Prepare, prepare, prepare. It takes 3 hours of preparation for 1 hour of classroom time. So if you're going to teach 1 hour, you have to prepare for 3 hours to do that. So if you're going to go into a school and make a presentation to the school and it's going to be 1 hour, you can plan on spending 3 hours of preparation. If you're not willing to do that, don't go. You're doing the kids and the school and ham radio more of a disservice than anything by going to a classroom unprepared. And if you can remember back when you were in school, especially if you had a substitute teacher, it takes a kid about 15 seconds to size up a teacher. And if a teacher doesn't have their act together or know what they're talking about, those kids are going to find that out right away, and they're going to eat that teacher alive. If a ham radio operator comes into a classroom unprepared, the kids are going to sense that. That presentation is going to fail. When the presenter goes away, the teacher's going to spend the rest of the classroom day trying to regain control of the classroom. The presenter's going to get discouraged because the kids are not listening to them, so the presenter's never going to come back again. Nor will that presenter be invited back again, because the teacher's not going to have to go through that regaining classroom control. So if you're going to make a presentation in school, make sure you prepare for it. The other advice I give to hams that want to go into schools is to dress the part. The kids are going to look at you as a teacher. If you walk into the classroom just from working underneath your car, you got a ripped up t-shirt, you're wearing blue jeans that haven't been washed in 3 months, and at the school where I was the principal of, you came in off the fields from tending the cows. That's not what a teacher is. And so you should be willing to walk the walk as well as talk the talk and look like a teacher when you're going to do that. If you don't want to look like a teacher, then don't go into the classroom. It's just doing this school a disservice. Some things that the Education and Technology Program of the League offers to teachers. It's a portfolio of grant opportunities that includes a number of things. First of all, grants of station equipment. A teacher can fill out a grant application, tell me how they're going to use ham radio in their classrooms. They submit it to me, I review it. It goes to the ARRL board for final approval. The majority of the grants are approved, and they get a full-up radio station. Pretty good deal. That's just one portion of the portfolio. There are other offerings that are open to all instructors. Everything that I produce is available free off the web. It may be a little difficult for you to find some of the stuff, but it's on the web and downloadable off the web. And so you as individual instructors can take a look at and download the instructional material for some of the things I'm going to briefly mention here today. You can download those and use them in your ham classes. And most of the stuff, if not all of it, is directly applicable to licensing classes.
You're listening to a presentation by Mark Spencer, WA8SME, ARRL's Education and Technology Program Coordinator, attempting to educate ham radio educators. We'll continue his 2006 Dayton Ham Mention talk in a moment. This is the Rain Report.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
I love the kit presentation because I go through an extraordinary effort to develop kits for teachers. These are boards and kits of parts that teachers can ask for, and if I have them, I give them to them. If I don't, they have to wait till I restock. But these are instructional boards that they can use to teach specific electronic concepts. Demodulation, modulation, LCR, coil capacitance and resonance, Ohm's law, the five building blocks of radio, those kinds of things. And I designed these kits for kids to build with adult supervision. It's an opportunity for the teacher to get some hands-on soldering experience, or if they choose, allow some of their students to build these boards for them. So those are some resources that are available. The last thing in the portfolio is the Teachers Institute. And one of the things I found a few years ago when I entered the program, the attitude was, if we give them stations, they will come. Well, that wasn't working very well. And it wasn't working very well because teachers were not prepared to teach this material. Teachers teach the way they were taught. And not many of our teachers that we have in the classroom today have ever been taught wireless technology or radio or anything like that. So they didn't know the subject well enough to teach it. And so when I gave them stations, the stations sat idle many times because they didn't know how to use it in their classrooms. So what I did was I started to transition the program, and now my major focus is on teacher training. I still give them stations and so forth, but I'm doing more and more work on teacher training because once I get the teachers trained, now they have the skills and the tools that they can develop to use this stuff in the classroom. So I'm running something called the Teachers Institute. And they're expanding. I'm running five of them this year. The grants pay virtually all of the expenses with the resource materials. I'm refining them as I gain experience in these teachers' institutes. They're 4 days long, 2 days on wireless technology and bringing space into the classroom, 1 day on basic microcontroller programming, and the last day is on robotics. Now, a lot of the ham community say, well, microcontrollers and robotics, why are you doing that? That's not ham radio. Well, yes, it is ham radio because it gives the basic electronic skills, and it's also the hook that the teachers need. When I was a kid, I would have loved to have a handheld radio. They weren't around back then, but auto patch was a big deal, and 2-meter repeaters was just coming into vogue and everything else. Well, nowadays, kids have their cell phones to put our technology to shame. So they need to have something else to hook these kids. Morse code, I've had the same experience as the hook, and the same thing with the secretiveness and all that other stuff is great. But robotics is the hook. And also, we as hams need to start learning about microcontrollers. You can't pick up a handheld radio that doesn't have about 5 or 6 microcontrollers in it. So as our technology advances, we need to advance with it. And so that's why I stress microcontrollers and robotics. So that's what's made up in the Teachers Institute. So if you have any teachers, or you are a teacher and you know teachers that would be interested, about January, February time frame is where we start gathering names for these institutes. Let them know and have them check it out. Maybe something that they'll be interested in. I'm working on getting college credit for these courses. A lot of teachers need that. A number of states allow the Teachers Institute to apply for maintaining their teaching credentials and that kind of thing. So there's some other incentives for doing that.
You have just heard our first excerpt from a 2006 Dayton Hamvention Teachers Workshop talk by Mark Spencer, WA8SME, ARRL's Education and Technology Program Coordinator. We'll hear more from Mark next time. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2006, Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder, producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN, bidding you all a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network.